Well, I want to read you something. You want to go into my journal? Let's do this. November of 2017, it says...
You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Fidget Friday. I'm talking a little quiet right now. Because it is really early in the morning and everyone is asleep and I'm not supposed to be recording right now, but I'm a rebel like that. So I'm trying to keep this down a little bit. So excuse me. It is 6:02 a.m. and I just got done with my daily reading, journaling, quiet time, reflection, whatever you want to call it. Try really hard to take that time every morning because it's really hard to fit it in otherwise throughout the rest of your day. And it's so important to have it for me because it's this grounding point where you can just be without a screen and without other people and just reflect on your life. How deep is that? I love the morning times. But that's not what this episode is about. One of my greatest treasures in life, how's that for an intro, are my journals. I've been journaling for, goodness, I don't even know, like 12 years maybe? I've kept one journal every year for about 12 years. And so I can pick up one journal and it will literally have documented one entire year of my life. And I've been imperfect about it. I mean, I try every day, but at least once a week, there's always something there that is reflective and documenting what's going on. And I could have a whole episode about the importance of journaling and what it's done for my life, but I'll spare you. But that's not the point right now. The point is, you know, I don't just journal to get things out. I also journal so I can go back and read it. What's the point of writing all this stuff down if you close it and never look at it again? So from time to time, I will actually pull out whatever year, I don't know, I have on my mind, like, I wonder what was going on in 2014. I'll just pick a year and read a couple of days of what was going on in my life a few years ago as a, just part of my morning routine. Anyway, I need to have a whole episode about that because there's so much good I've gotten from just reflection and puts you really in a different state of gratitude when you realize that the world kept spinning and things kept going on and you overcame things when you thought you wouldn't. And when really, really hard stuff happened, looking at it from a big picture perspective of what ended up happening and all that, it's the most fascinating thing. But right now I am in 2017, which is obviously just last year if you're listening to this in 2018. I love looking back of like 1 year ago, where was I? Well, I want to read you something. You want to go into my journal? Let's do this. November of 2017, it says 1 month until Christmas. It's crazy. I woke up this morning with the thought that the podcast is going to take me to where I want to go. I want to put a lot of heart into this production. I feel like that's where a lot of people miss it. Their heart doesn't show up in their work. Oh, wow. What a heavy thing to read. 1 year later, when you still are podcasting and you think to yourself, have I put my heart into my production this past year? Have I put my heart into my work? And I wanted to say yes to that question and also say no to it. I feel like I am putting more and more of myself, especially with Fidget Fridays and some of the more recent episodes we've had with some of the deeper questions. But I wanted to talk to you about putting your heart into your content and into your work, especially in the online space. It's really hard because there's almost this fear that if you don't pump out content like a mad person, that you're not doing it right and that you're failing, and that if you want to do better, you're going to do more and just make sure that you're throwing up posts like clockwork at certain times and scheduling everything. And I am all about that because it's so important to be consistent. Like if I tell you guys I'm going to do a Fidget Friday, by God, I better do a Fidget Friday and not just like whenever I feel like it, because that would be disrespectful to you and your time and the relationship I'm trying to have with you. So I'm not saying screw schedules and screw consistency. I'm very passionate about that. But I also don't want to operate from a place of fear where I feel like if I don't throw up certain social media posts or blogs or get more and more out that I'm not doing enough. Because I think there's things that you have to just be committed to. Like for me, I'm committed to this podcast. I do believe it's a vehicle that's taking me ultimately where I want to go in the big picture work that I want to do. But there are other things that I'm not as passionate about, like maybe social media posts or blog posts and stuff like that. And that's okay, you know, but sometimes I feel really guilty, like I need to be doing more. And if I'm not super like a machine pumping stuff out, then I'm missing it. But then what ends up happening is I don't produce work that's from my heart and that's authentic and real. And ultimately, those are the things that really impact people and that change people's lives. I mean, let's be real here. Can we just talk for a second? Honestly, have you ever seen an inspirational quote on any social media platform and it has really challenged you and changed your life? Now, granted, I'm not going to lie to you. I like them. I'll heart them. I'm like, that's good. I'll screenshot it sometimes and like, you know, repurpose that mess. But has it ever just been like this moment in your life? You know, usually those moments, the things that really impact you and change you, are relational and go a little bit deeper. They are a little more intentional. I'm not saying necessarily huge and crazy. It could be something small and passing, but there's some kind of intention behind it. Those are the things, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can email me, heather@heatherparody.com. Tell me I'm wrong. I'd love to hear your story, but for me, it's always been those intentional moves. It's always been something that's more relational, and it's not been something that has been just kind of thrown up on me that has stuck with me. And yet, in the online space and as a content creator, which I am very passionate about and believe in, it's really tempting to do that, to throw up on people and broadcast to people instead of reaching their heart with more smaller intentional things. Does that make sense? So yeah, I just read that this morning in my old journal. 1 year ago, I was reflecting and saying, I want to put more heart into this podcast, which makes me think today, how can I put more heart into this work? Because I do respect your time. I respect that you're here, that you're listening to me. It's the most humbling thing in the world. And I want to bring you more value. How can I? I want to ask you that question. How can I deliver more value to you? Do you like more stories? Do you like more tactical stuff? Do you like Fidget Friday? Do you not like it? What do you like? What do you need? How can I be there for you? I would love, love to hear that. Again, Heather@heatherparody, or most social media platforms @heatherparody. I'm super creative, guys. Love to hear from you. I'm in your corner. I better get to work, and I hope I didn't wake anybody up. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.